Judgment of the King and the Mighty. And in that place I saw the fountain of righteousness, which was inexhaustible. And around it were many fountains of wisdom, and all the thirsty drank of them, and were filled with wisdom. And their dwellings were with the righteous and holy and elect. And at that hour that Son of Man was named, in the presence of the Lord of Spirits, and his name before the head of days, yea, before the sun and the signs were created, before the stars of heaven were made, his name was named before the Lord of Spirits. He shall be a staff to the righteous, whereon to stay themselves and not fall. And he shall be the light of the Gentiles, and the hope of those who are troubled of heart. All who dwell on earth shall fall down and worship before him, and will praise and bless and celebrate with song the Lord of Spirits. And for the reason hath he been chosen and hidden before him, before the creation of the world and forevermore. And the wisdom of the Lord of Spirits hath revealed him to the holy and righteous, for he hath preserved the lot of the righteous, because they have hated and despised the world of unrighteousness, and have hated all its works and ways in the name of the Lord of Spirits. For in his name they are saved, and according to his good pleasure hath it been in regard to their life. In these days downcast in countenance shall the kings of the earth have become, and the strong who possess the land because of the works of their hands. For on the day of their anguish and affliction they shall not be able to save themselves. And I will give them over into the hands of mine elect, as straw in the fire, so shall they burn before the face of the holy. As lead in the water shall they sink before the face of the righteous, and no trace of them shall any more be found. And on the day of their affliction there shall be rest on the earth, and before them they shall fall and not rise again, and there shall be no one to take them with his hands and raise them, for they have denied the Lord of Spirits and his anointed. The name of the Lord of Spirits be blessed. The power and wisdom of the Elect One. For wisdom is poured out like water, and glory faileth not before him forevermore. For he is mighty in all the secrets of righteousness, and unrighteousness shall disappear as a shadow and have no continuance. Because the Elect One standeth before the Lord of Spirits, and his glory is forever and ever, and his might unto all generations. And in him dwells the spirit of wisdom, and the spirit which giveth insight, and the spirit of understanding and of might, and the spirit of those who have fallen asleep in righteousness. And he shall judge the secret things, and none shall be able to utter a lying word before him. For he is the Elect One before the Lord of Spirits, according to his good pleasure. The glorification and victory of the righteous, the repentance of the Gentiles. And in those days a change shall take place for the holy and elect, and the light of days shall abide upon them, and glory and honor shall turn to the holy. On the day of affliction, on which evil shall have been treasured up against the sinners, and the righteous shall be victorious in the name of the Lord of spirits. And he will cause the others to witness this, that they might repent and forgo the works of their hands. They shall have no honor through the name of the Lord of spirits, yet through his name shall they be saved. And the Lord of spirits will have compassion on them, for his compassion is great. And he is righteous also in his judgment, and in the presence of his glory unrighteousness also shall not maintain itself. At his judgment the unrepentant shall perish before him. And from henceforth I will have no mercy on them, said the Lord of spirits. The resurrection of the dead and the separation by the judge of the righteous and the wicked. And in those days shall the earth also give back that which has been entrusted to it. And Sheol also shall give back that which it has received. And hell shall give back that which is owes. For in those days the elect one shall arise. And he shall choose the righteous and holy from among them. For the day has drawn nigh, that they should be saved. And the elect one shall in those days sit on my throne, and his mouth shall pour forth all the secrets of wisdom and counsel, for the Lord of spirits hath given them to him and hath glorified him. And in those days shall the mountains leap like rams, and the hills also shall skip like lambs satisfied with milk. And the face of all the angels in heaven shall be lighted up with joy. And the earth shall rejoice, and the righteous shall dwell upon it, and the elect shall walk thereon. The seven metal mountains and the elect one. And after those days, in that place where I had seen all the visions of that which is hidden, for I had been carried off in a whirlwind, and they had borne me towards the west. There my eyes saw all the secret things of heaven, that shall be a mountain of iron, and a mountain of copper, and a mountain of silver, and a mountain of gold, and a mountain of soft metal, and a mountain of lead. And I asked the angel who went with me, saying, What things are these which I have seen in secret? And he said unto me, All these things which thou hast seen shall serve the dominion of his anointed, that he might be potent and mighty on earth. And that angel of peace answered, saying unto me, Wait a little, and there shall be revealed unto thee all the secret things which surrounds the Lord of spirits. And these mountains which thine eyes have seen, the mountain of iron, and the mountain of copper, and the mountain of silver, and the mountain of gold, and the mountain of soft metal, and the mountain of lead, all these shall be in the presence of the elect one, as wax before the fire, and like the water which streams down from above upon the mountains, and they shall become powerless before his feet. And it shall come to pass in those days that none shall be saved, either by gold or by silver, and none be able to escape. And there shall be no iron for war, nor shall one cloth oneself with a breastplate. Bronze shall be of no service, and tin shall be of no service, and shall not be esteemed, and lead shall not be desired. And all these things shall be denied and destroyed from the surface of the earth, when the elect one shall appear before the face of the Lord of spirits.